This is High Plains History, a look back to notable events and everyday occurrences that helped to shape the future of our High Plains Public Radio broadcast area. Some called it a lynching, while others called it justice. Today we'll look at some facts surrounding a gruesome murder in northwest Kansas.
What is now recorded as the last lynching in Kansas was, in April 1932, referred to by newspapers across the country as justice for the brutal murder of a child. Richard Reed, a Thomas County man, abducted 8-year-old Dorothy Hunter near the schoolhouse in Selden, where she had returned to pick up her lunch pail. The following day, he attacked and strangled her, burying her body in a haystack on a farm in southeast Rollins County. Reed then returned to Colby, where he reported to the sheriff that he had been kidnapped by two men but had made an escape. The law officers, aware of the missing child in Selden, began questioning Reed, who finally confessed to the killing. Over 4,000 people attended the child's funeral, and feelings ran high over the crime. Fearing for the safety of the prisoner, the Thomas County Sheriff transported him to the Cheyenne County Jail in St. Francis to await trial. If convicted, he would serve a life sentence, as the death penalty was not a consideration in Kansas. The following morning, a large mob descended on St. Francis and took Richard Reed from the jail to a ranch in Rollins County, where they hanged him from a large tree by the roadside. More than 50 men had threatened the life of the deputy sheriff in St. Francis if he did not turn over the confessed killer. After their getaway, law officers from both Cheyenne and Rollins counties pursued them, but were too late to stop the mob's actions. Under Kansas law, automatic suspension of the sheriff of Cheyenne County was announced by Governor Woodring, and an investigation of the incident was conducted by the state attorney general and his staff. No charges were brought against anyone, and the sheriff was quickly reinstated. The governor announced that after the investigation and hearing, he was fully convinced that the law officers involved used every available means to protect the prisoner and were not at fault for Reed's removal from the Cheyenne County Jail. A story from the Denver Post summed up the majority opinion on the event by declaring that, quote, "The execution of Reed is called a lynching, but it is nothing but justice. The citizens who strung up this fiendish murderer are a credit to their community," unquote. No one ever learned the identity of any of the members of the vigilante group that took justice into their own hands on April 17, 1932. Thanks to the Rollins County Historical Museum for contributing material for this story. For High Plains Public Radio, I'm Craig Cox in Atwood, Kansas.
Our regional programming staff at High Plains Public Radio works closely with area historic societies and museums to produce the stories you hear on High Plains History. They're often suggested, researched, or written by volunteers who enjoy looking to the past to find the historical happenings that shape the landscape of the place we call home. From blizzards and prairie fires to train wrecks and trail drives, from famous lawmen to infamous outlaws, we're looking for the stories that made the Great Plains great. If you'd like to help us tell the tales of the people, places, and events in your town or county, please contact us through our website at hppr.org or call Skip Mancini at 1-800-678-7444.